When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello and a very warm welcome to the Shackles Are Off podcast. A happy new year to you. A very happy new year, and let's hope it's a lot better than the last one. But thank you so much. In 2020, we had so many downloads and so many great guests and so much interaction. It was great. The podcast is back from last year. So even onto sort of bigger and better things from this year, and with an Ashes year coming up as well, we can't wait. Jack Brooks and Chris Millard are with me on the podcast, and this one, well, we've actually got some live cricket happening, lads, so we're going to talk about that. First of all, we were meant to have a guest for this podcast. We don't, but it's a former, was he a teammate of yours, Brooksy? We're talking about Chaminder Vaas, of course.
Exactly, yeah. I'd organised to get Chaminder on last week, and he went missing, basically, on the weekend. I haven't had any contact with him, so whether he changed his mind or got bigger fish to fry, I'm not sure, but he's ignored our calls this morning. So, unfortunately, we can't speak to that legend, but we'll just have to waffle on without him, won't we?
Yeah, we will. We'll be fine.
They hadn't you worked hard on the name pronunciation as well?
I had. Really had as well. Warner, Kula, Soraya, Patty Bendigay, Usantha, Joseph Chaminder Vaas.
Well played. Well played.
I think that Warner, Kula, Soraya, Patty Bendigay would have been very impressed with my pronunciation. But unfortunately, he's not here, so that's a shame. But it'd be great to talk to him another time. Maybe if Sri Lanka go 1-0 up in the series, he might all of a sudden be asking if he can come on to preview the next test. So we'll see. We'll keep you posted on that front. We're going to be hearing from Randy Caddick as well later on in the programme. And if Randy Caddick means absolutely nothing to you, and perhaps you've just stumbled across this podcast for the very first time, do stay tuned, because I have a feeling he's going to be one of the most famous British people in Sri Lanka, and that includes all of the 11 England players from the first test, because it's just, yeah, it's a great story. So more on that in a short moment of time. But yeah, first of all, Brooksy, for you, back on the wagon, really, in terms of professional cricket, recovering from a bit of injury, and how's it been?
Yeah, kind of, mate. I came off crutches and out of the boot. I suppose we haven't got together or had a pod since before Christmas, have we? Feels like ages ago, but yeah, I'm able to hobble around, well, walk around pretty normally. I've still got a bit of a limp at the minute, just still recovering, but all I can do at the minute is rehab and a bit of gym stuff. So luckily Boris has kept Elite Sport open for now, and I can get in and do my gym stuff down in Taunton and rehab with the physio and everything. Haven't started any cricket yet. All the other Somerset lads are training cricket-wise. I think most counties have come back training. Some haven't, I know. But yeah, no, it's a weird world at the minute that we're living in. And there's obviously different protocols and everything. It almost feels like it's gone back to when we first went into like a lockdown, when we first came back into the summer with cricket. So it's nice to be doing things. Obviously, there's a lot of people out there who aren't able to do a lot, but if cricket can get on TV and entertain and provide something for people to have an interest in on TV, because there's not much cricket going around. Well, over Christmas there was, but I think the England cricket particularly, that Sri Lanka series could be quite entertaining, couldn't it? The two test matches in Gaul.
I'm really interested in where Brooksy's living at the minute, because of course his landlord has now surely moved to Yorkshire after signing a long-term deal with him. So where are you? Are you in a shed in the middle of Taunton?
I am currently in a Holiday Inn Express. You can't see that, and I wasn't going to tell you where I was, but obviously when I'm based, I haven't got anywhere to live in Taunton at the minute, but I'm moving into an apartment at the end of the month. So until then, I'm doing most of my work from Holiday Inn.
Is that the same Holiday Inn Express that you and I stayed in, Chris, when we came down to interview Marcus Trescothick for the podcast? I think it must be.
I think it probably would be, lads. Yeah, because there's a big Holiday Inn and there's a little one next to it as well. Yeah.
There's a nice beach outside and palm trees and a coconut shop.
Very similar, mate. Very similar.
Chris, usually for you, Sri Lanka tour means load of England fans piling over, enjoying the beautiful beach in Gaul and sort of soaking it up around the brilliant fort, all the lovely little restaurants and bars and all that kind of stuff. Obviously none of that this time round. What can people who are following the Barmy Army on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook expect to see? There's going to be plenty happening on social media, and we'll be hearing from Randy, as we already mentioned, shortly. But there's a fair amount going on. You're doing the best that you can.
We are, yeah. Obviously, like you said, Sri Lanka is one of the favourite destinations for Barmy Army members and England fans from all over the world. You've been, I've been, Brooksy's been. It's an amazing place to watch cricket, but it's just an amazing country for culture and for everything else, for price of beer to price of hotel rooms. It's a very popular destination. It's very sad we can't be there, but we'll be keeping everyone as entertained as possible. We'll be making sure there's a regular podcast going on throughout this period. We'll be making sure that there's social media coverage from 4 a.m. in the morning. The guys aren't exactly ecstatic about the 4 a.m. starts to make sure Twitter, Instagram, Facebook are all updated on time, but that's the look of the job. We're working nights, which is quite cool. But yeah, we'll be keeping everyone as entertained in what's happening as possible. We've obviously got Randy out there, which I'm not going to let on too much because you can hear it from the horse's mouth shortly, but he's a really good guy. He's a Barmy Army guy at heart, I think, and he's going to help us out with a bit of interaction while he's over there. So whilst we can't be there, we'll do everything we can to keep everyone engaged and hopefully entertained in what's going on the field, but also across social.
Can't wait for that first testing goal. Right, so we've basically, we talked about it. We might as well get into it with Randy. So we spoke to him a bit ago. Something came to Chris's attention here on the podcast. Saw an article basically about this England fan who'd been out. Obviously, the original tour last March was cancelled just as the pandemic happened. And everyone flew home. The England players flew home. All the staff and all the Barmy Army who were out there and sort of gearing up for a great tour all flew home, apart from a guy called Rob Lewis, who is holding down a job working from home but in Sri Lanka. And he just thought he'd stay. And he vowed to not come home until England next played there. Which, who knew when it was going to be? I mean, he's actually lucky, lads, really, that it's so soon. I know it sounds daft when he's been waiting there for 10 months, but they could have not had that happening for ages. So it's amazing, isn't it, really, when you think about it?
It's flown by those 10 months as well, isn't it? So much has happened.
Yeah, not much has, yeah, I know. It's but he's just, anyway, this bloke, you said, Chris, actually, he embodies the Barmy Army kind of spirit, this bloke. And he really does. And we spoke to him on a podcast not too long ago. But let's talk to him now and let's hear what he's got to say about what he's up to, where he's living and what his day-to-day is, and also what his plans are for the upcoming tour.
Right, so I moved in to a little place in Gaul Fort yesterday. Mm. It's no more than 200 yards from the ground. Oh. It's got a little rooftop bit and I can see the clock tower and like the fort walls. So I'm like prime positioned. So like excitement is building, yeah, for sure.
Well, true Barmy Army fashion, that, Randy. That would be a premise that would be usually taken by a Barmy Army member, and that whole fort is just awash with cricket fans usually, but sadly it's just you now.
It is. I've got a few members of the Sippers Club coming down on Wednesday, so they're invited to join me for a few pints. But we'll see, yeah.
Brooksy wanted to ask you about Sippers Club, didn't you, Brooksy?
Yeah, I want to just see how your social life is going, because obviously we can't still socialise or go to the pubs or anything, so I want you to fill me in on how great Sippers Club is in a minute.
Oh, it's been amazing. It's been it's just been like the little snippet of comfort from home, where you'd normally like go down the pub with your mates to have a beer after work. It's been just like that, and we've all kind of like a friends over shared experience, shared passion of like live sport and draft beer. So yeah, it's fantastic, and we've mainly been meeting at the cricket club cafe, but we've had Sippers Club pop up like all over Sri Lanka. We've had a few in the south, a few here in Gaul. Yeah, it is great. So I'm looking forward to seeing a few of them this week to help support the boys.
Oh, so good. Right, so look, you've got a 5-point plan, Randy, haven't you? Right, about how you're helping the Barmy Army out. So do you want to elaborate? In fact, you and Chris, just bounce off. Just tell the listeners then what your plan is for this upcoming test match and series.
And for context, it's just grown and grown from the first podcast when we got you on, Randy. And, well, the first time I saw the report of what you were doing over there, I think I tried to get you on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, finally got hold of you, got you on the podcast, and then you've you're basically staffed now, I think, from what's up and coming for this coming tour.
Amazing. I don't seem to be on the payroll, though. Can you look into that?
Not all staff are on the payroll, mate. Don't worry about that.
We've been trying for years to get on the payroll, and he's not.
I was going to say, you're telling me about the payroll. Randy, you're in good company, pal. Talk to us then. What's happening? What's Gaul Fort saying? What are you going to display, first of all?
Right. So I got some. I had some ideas in my head. So obviously, you guys approached me to ask if I can help out with a few things. I'm like, yeah, that's cool, not a problem. I thought I'd try and do some good with the position that I'm in. So I contacted WeCare, which is a charity you guys supported 2 years ago when you were here, and they just look after all the street dogs. There's like a problem here because there's tons of street dogs everywhere. They need to be nurtured. They need vet care. Like, it's just the health care for them is just like not good. So they do a tremendous job, and they've been struggling. They rely on donations, and they've been struggling with like volunteers coming over because of COVID. So it's a great cause. I think it's great that you guys have agreed to kind of support them. So we've got a huge Barmy Army banner in the printers as we speak. So we're taking care of that with a little bit just saying that you are supporting WeCare. There's going to be a WeCare banner. There's going to be a Sippers Club, a Friday Sippers Club stand banner. I've done one for my mate, who's a Torquay United fan. So this could be the only football banner on the four, and it's going to be for Torquay United. I'm an Arsenal fan, but I need as many friends as I can, so I'm not going to hang an Arsenal flag up. I've got a special banner as well, which is a secret that you can find out by watching the game.
Ah, I like it, Randy. You tease. So what have you been doing? Like, what have you been doing? I mean, obviously, apart from waiting for 10 months. What have you been doing? Because obviously we found out last time you told us that you were a DJ under the pseudonym of Randy Caddick. How is Randy Caddick's DJ career going? Is Randy getting many bookings?
Right. I've not been playing too much lately because even though there's no lockdown going on, they have been kind of stopping gatherings. I think it was about over 30. So there hasn't been too much in the way of like big sort of events happening in the last couple
of months.
That
shouldn't stop you, should it? It's 30, you know. we're getting more than that before.
It shouldn't. I should be practicing at home, but I've actually lost my little speaker. It's fallen victim of. I think it fell off a tuk-tuk, so I'm a bit devastated about that.
Okay, of course it has. Yeah, nice. Okay.
So I need to buy a new speaker. But I mean, there's a few things going on. I've been in a Hangama for quite a while, and there's an amazing lighthouse bar which just has a great sunset. Meet people, have a few bevvies. And do remember that I'm still working out here, so I do have a full-time job which keeps me quiet as well.
Nice, excellent,
fantastic. And Randy, just to let everyone know that you will be in touch with all of our social media followers via the Barmy Army social media channel, doing the daily roundup of Randy's report. Are you looking forward to that?
Very much so. Yeah. It's not something I've ever done before, but like I'll go at it like wholeheartedly, give it my best shot, and hopefully everyone likes it.
Randy, I love it. Yeah, go on, Chris.
Where can people donate if they want to donate to Week Air, Randy?
They can visit the Barmy Army Facebook page, because you guys are lovingly going to set this up, aren't you?
We are indeed on Facebook donations.
Is it ready?
It's being done this morning as we speak. Well, no, it's not quite 9 o'clock yet. So when Harry's at his desk, he'll be doing it.
Amazing. So once that's done, yeah, just visit the Barmy Army Facebook page where you can donate to Week Air. We're hoping just to raise as much as possible during these two tests.
And Greggy, they are a fantastic charity, as we've seen firsthand on our last trip over there. It's amazing to see the work that Week Air do, and it's an honour and a privilege to be supporting them once again.
It is, yeah. Barmy Army do loads of work for that. It's it's great, and it's a little known fact that very charitable bunch, the Barmy Army lot, and Randy carrying on that mantle, even if it is pretty much on his tod this time around. Randy, it sounds like he's absolutely hosing it down there. Is it?
It is. Yeah, it's raining. It's been raining quite a lot lately, which isn't great ahead of the tests. But I'm hoping it's just getting all the rain out of the way. But there's 3 days out, so no panic.
Yeah, it's bizarre, isn't it? I mean, when we were there, I mean, you've been there longer than us actually, by some distance. So you'll have seen all the different rain and stuff, but it amazed me how much it rains in such a short space of time. And then an hour later, it's like bone dry again, isn't it? So
yeah, it's crazy. It's it's like British weather on acid. Like.
Randy, absolute legend. We'll be talking to you again soon. So yeah, good luck. And everybody get following.
Thanks
Randy.
Very much,
guys. And Randy, just before we lose you, have you managed to quash the rumour that the fort might be shut, which could put all your good work to...
Oh, right, yeah. So this is the huge concern of late. There's rumours flying around that they're going to close the fort, which is going to be the only viewpoint for the game. So that is a major concern. Not quite. There isn't a plan at the minute. Just maybe have to storm the fort. I don't know. or try and find my way into the ground somehow. I've got a few irons in the fire, but like, I don't know. It's touch and go, but I'm just remaining positive, basically.
Just go medieval. The power. You know all the people, the top dogs, surely.
Yeah, that is...
We'll see. Well, we've asked Mickey, but Mickey's obviously got preparations to do, and he says he's not sure how we can help, but we'll see. Fingers crossed for me, please. It's been a bit of a wait. So,
oh my word, it's been a bit of a wait. Yeah, dear me. Hey, Randy, legend. Good luck, old mate, and enjoy. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Take it easy. Speak soon. Bye.
Cheers, mate. Randy Caddick there, live from Randy's rooftop, which I believe, Chris, you've got an image of to share with me and Brooksy. What a bloke. He's great. I can't believe you've got him on board, Chris. I'm glad that you've dived in there first before everyone else tries to nick into him. He's brilliant. And also doing a bit of charity work. You can't knock him, can you?
Great guy all round. He's
Yeah, it's a bizarre story, but fair play. You've got to have a lot of willpower to stick at something 10 months, never mind with the uncertainty of the world. And like, literally, there's an apocalypse happening, but he's just in Sri Lanka waiting for the cricket team to come back. I bet it seemed a long way away back in April, March, when everything was getting locked down, but I bet he's had a great 10 months. And to be able to work out there, he's very fortunate, but it looks like he's having a great time, doesn't it? Randy's rooftop, by the way, is unbelievable. It's on his social media. His handle on Twitter is Elite Bandwagon. So make of that what you will. However, there are great pictures on there of a rooftop bar and a bed, basically, and that looks like his pad. So
yeah, I saw his bed. He said it was like a spaceship because it had loads of like neon lights underneath it. So I don't know what else he's been doing there.
Dread to think, really. Dread to think.
Hey, as long as he's doing the job for us, we're all good, aren't we? We'll be hearing probably more from him as the series goes on. Let's talk about the series itself, lads. I mean, we're certainly not NASA. We're definitely not Athers. But, you know, we'll give our opinions nonetheless. First of all, Chris, we were there in 2018. 3-0 series victory for England. It was the sort of three-prong spin attack, wasn't it? Brooks's teammate, Jack Leach. We had Adil Rashid and Moeen Ali, and they just mopped it up, didn't they? So, I mean, it's very different this time around. You've got Brooksy's former landlord, who looks like he's going to be part of the spin attack this time around. So it's good. It's interesting. It's going to be very different.
Exciting. And we had a lot of runs on the last tour. Obviously, Ben Fowkes on debut, scoring 100, very good 100. Keaton Jennings as well, back in goal, scored 100. Remember that well. And then the old trusty Joe Root and Johnny Bairstow coming through again. So it's very exciting to see what's going to happen. But it's a huge year for the Test team. It's a huge year for England cricket, just with everything going on. There is so much Test cricket to be played and some big, big games. Like this is almost like a warm-up series for India, where they've got a huge four Test matches in India, in tough conditions. So this is really hopefully going to get them off to a good start, get them ready for what's going to be a tough 6-7 weeks in India in isolation. So I do wish them all the best with that, but we've all been to India, so I'll say no more on that. But I do hope that we can get off to a really good start, and it's not too weather affected either.
Brooksy, you're our resident cricketing professional, elite sportsman. So, you know, enough from me and Chris. I think it's important that we get your opinion on stuff and also your insight. And I think you've got a little quiz for us as well. So, you're looking forward to it as a fan, Brooksy, first of all. But give us your insight into this tour in Sri Lanka.
Oh, mate, yeah, I'm buzzing for it. I don't think I'll be getting up at 4 a.m. like Chris. I've got a day job as well, a bit of training to do, but I'll certainly be watching it around breakfast time and in the gym in the mornings. I think it'd be really interesting because the team dynamics change slightly. Obviously, people like Stokes missing out, being rested. So you've got Crawley going to open the batting. So he's used to open the batting for Kent, but hasn't done it for England yet. Or has he done it for England? I can't remember if he has briefly. But he was probably seen as a long-term number three at the minute. And then you've obviously got Bairstow coming back in after being out of the team for a couple of years, coming straight back in at three, where he got 100 against Sri Lanka last time, didn't he, at three?
Yeah.
Dan Lawrence probably going to make his Test debut, isn't he, at five, I think. So that'll be good to see how he goes, because he's done really well in county cricket. I played against him quite a lot. He's become a lot more secure in his technique and useful little player in the middle order. Josh Butler, obviously, with the gloves. A lot of people in the media and supporters it's a talking point, isn't it? So hopefully he can get the runs that he got in for England last summer and more, and obviously his keeping as well, because people will start jumping on otherwise. But he's still a class batter keeper, and with folks waiting in the wings, he's always going to have people on his back. But there's one person that can deal with it is Joss. And then you've obviously got, you know, what seam attack do you take into each game, and which spinners, and do you play, sort of, do you go the beach? Beach, the best leech, beach axis.
That's a great show.
I like that. I like that a lot. That could catch on, Brooksy.
Do you go that axis, the double spin axis? And then what seamers do you go in with? Do you go for a raw pace option in wood or stone with, you know, Broad, Anderson, and Mahmood and those guys who are available? I know Wokesy's in there as well. So England have got plenty of options and won 3-0 there last time. So they'll go there with plenty of confidence. And the Sri Lankan team's changed a little bit. They obviously don't have Harath anymore, who was such a linchpin for them, but they do have some dangerous players. And Angelo Matthews has always been a thorn in England's side, isn't he? I think he averages something like 45 against England in Test cricket. I remember that massive score he got at Headingley in 2014. And he seems to raise himself when he plays against England. So he's a key batter. And a couple of exciting new bowlers that people may not have heard about. They've got Lasith Embledania, who is he's come onto the scene lately. He played well in South Africa, actually. He's a useful little left-arm spinner. Well, he's not little, he's actually tall, but he's kind of Harath's replacement. So he's meant to be, they're talking about big things from him. And there's a leg spinner as well called, I'm rubbish with these names.
Go on, Brooksy. Give it your full hog. Go on, say it again.
Wanindu Hasaranga.
Yes. So you just got to own it. You just got to go for it, haven't you?
Young leg spinner. Yeah, look out for him. But I think it'd be, I'm just looking forward to watching Test cricket again. Obviously, England back on the Test scene. Such a huge stuff for them at summer. Such a huge year for them because of how much Test cricket they're going to play. I'm just really, really excited for that.
Excellent.
Greggy, Brooksy, let's have a little wager. Who's got the top run scorer and top wicket taker? I'm going to have both of your guesses.
Alan, for England or just in general in the series?
For England. And then we'll compare at the end of the series and we'll produce a prize. And anyone listening can also have a go at this. So get in touch on social media. Reply to when we put this podcast out, letting us know what your guess is for top run scorer and top wicket taker. And to make it really tricky, the amount within 10 runs of the top run scorer and within 3 wickets for the top wicket taker. What do you reckon?
Nice, I like
only
that.
Two tests, well, isn't it?
Two tests, yeah.
I reckon Bairstow top run scorer. I just think that him coming back into the team, you know what he's like, and he gets about this bit between his teeth. I reckon he'll score 291 runs in the series.
Oh, Johnny lad, go on.
And I reckon Leach will be the top wicket taker with 14 wickets.
14?
Wow. Nice. That's quite bold. Yeah. I think it's going to be Rooty, highest run scorer. I think he's going to get 275 runs. And top wicket taker. Don't know. He's obviously going to be a spinner. Is it
going to be a spinner?
Yeah. Tough to say that.
It's got to be, hasn't it? I mean, I'm only going...
You think so. I mean, if Sri Lanka's best way of winning is through spin, but it's not impossible to bowl seam on those decks over there.
Well, our
skillful seamers, aren't we?
Our esteemed guest that we would have got on, Mr. Vaas. I mean, he could bowl on those dusty wickets.
Also, you've got to consider that with the seam attack that we've got, Jimmy Sane is in the best nick of his life. He's got a bit of a point to prove, hasn't he? And he wants to keep solidifying his place. So I reckon Anderson's in with a shout.
Dear.
Fully fit Anderson, 2 tests.
Oh, Jimmy.
You see what he did to Joss the other day in the warm-up?
Yeah, that's right. A little nip back. I don't think they're going to get pitch nips around too much, but yeah.
I know. It was nice of him to prepare a pitch in the warm-up games that will reflect exactly what we're going to be batting on in the Test series. Yeah. I think Dom Bess, top wicket taker, 12 wickets. Come on, Bessie lad. Back in you.
12, okay.
Yep, so keep a note of that. I'm also keeping a note, Chris, just so that you don't try and fudge the figures.
Well, if I'm honest, Dad, I was going to go Root, top run scorer, and Leach, top wicket taker, but we've got to make this interesting, haven't we?
Yeah, mix it up.
Come on, mix it up, son.
So I am going to go Zach Crawley, top run scorer.
Nice.
With 260 runs.
260 low scorer. Nice.
I think they'll be shared around. Plenty of batting, isn't there? And I'm going to go with Is Moeen going to play? Is he going to get over?
He's not going to play in the first test, is he?
So... No, he's not going to be lead wicket taker in a series unless he takes 15 in the...
You never know.
In one match.
I'm going to have to go Leach.
Leach, okay.
I'm really wanting to go Jimmy or Brodie, but I'm going to have to go Leach with 15 wickets.
15.
Then I get anything north of Brooksy.
Great stuff. I like that. Yeah. So like Chris says, get in touch, reply to the tweet when we put this podcast out. And if you've sort of listened to this a little bit late or you've just dropped into your inbox, just scroll back and reply. And we'll read some of those out next time round at the culmination of the end of the series and see who's sort of got closest. We've laid down our claims, lads. There we go. And yeah, I think it's probably going to be an England 2-0 victory, weather permitting. It sounded like it was hosing it down when we spoke to Randy a little earlier, didn't it? So fingers crossed.
Absolutely fingers crossed. It would just be our luck from the year that we've had to go over to Sri Lanka. Everyone's up at 4:30 a.m. to watch it. We're already lashing it down. Back to bed, lads.
Yeah.
How about for our listeners, little competition, if they email or contact you, Millard, or info@barmyarmy.com with their guesses for England's leading wicket taker and run scorer, and if anyone's bang on or beats us or nearer, they get a T-shirt or something from you guys.
Prize, absolutely. We will give them a prize. Likely to be something to do with the summer next year. So if someone is bang on for wickets and runs, we will give them two tickets next year to a game of their choice where we've still got availability.
Oh, love that. That sounds great. Brooksy, finally, before... That sounds good, Chris. Sounds good. Brooksy, before we go, mate, you had a question, apparently, didn't you? A little quizzy, teasy type
thing. Yeah, I've got a little quiz. It's not one question, but it's hopefully won't take too long. Just on it was on Stuart Broad actually. His milestone wickets in test matches, so his 100th, 200th, 300th, 400th, 500th test wickets. I don't know what your knowledge would be like on all of those. I'll give you multiple choice on each one and I'll have a little quiz between the two of you.
Yeah, go for it. Sounds good.
Okay, so he got his first wicket in 2007 in test cricket against Sri Lanka. Who was his first test wicket? Was it Dinesh Chandamal? Was it Angelo Matthews? Or was it Chaminda Vass?
Oh.
And it's, I don't know if you want to... Greggy first?
I think it was Angelo Matthews.
And Greg, Millard, who do you think it was?
Chandamal.
Well, you're both wrong. It was Vass.
Nice.
I just thought because he was was going to be on the pod. I was hoping he would be able to answer that himself, but he's not here. So, that was his first wicket. His 100th wicket was it? It was against Sri Lanka again in 2011. Was it Angelo Matthews, Dinesh Chandamal? Or Thissara Pereira? Millard, you go first this time.
I'm going to go with Angelo Matthews.
Greggy Ladd.
Chandamal.
You're on the opposites.
You're both wrong.
You're kidding.
Oh, God, it was Thissara Pereira. God, this is a good start. Right.
Brody doesn't listen to this, by the way.
I know. And also, I promise we've not scripted it like this either.
No, well, I didn't give either of you a warning about this quiz, did I? So.
No.
His 200th wicket was against Australia in the Ashes in 2013. Who was it? Was it Michael Clarke? Was it Brad Haddin? Was it Mitchell Johnson?
What a list of three.
Greg, are you first?
Brad Haddin.
Mildo.
Michael Clarke.
Boom, we got a right answer finally. Michael Clarke.
Well done, mate. Thank God for that. You spared our blushes.
Get in.
His 300th wicket. Was it... I'll give you just one out of two this time. Was it Chris Rogers or Nathan Lyon in 2015? Greggy?
I think it was Chris Rogers.
Millard?
Lion.
It was Rodgers.
Woohoo! One all.
1-2 to play. His 400th wicket in 2018. Was it Martin Guptill, Tom Latham, or Kane Williamson? Millar, you go first.
I know, I can recall this as well. It's really embarrassing. Kane Williamson.
Craigie?
I think it was Tom Latham.
Tom Latham is correct. Craigie's come from behind with one to play.
Here he is.
Final one. You should both get this if you can remember it. His 500th wicket was obviously last summer against the West Indies.
Yeah.
Who was the batter? Was it Roston Chase or Craig Brathwaite?
Oh. I'm going to go Craig Brathwaite.
I'm going to go the man who sounds like a motorway service station, Roston Chase.
The answer was Craig Brathwaite.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on, Millard. An honourable draw. Good quiz, Brooksy.
What's the time?
Well played, fellas. Well played.
Very good.
I haven't got a tiebreaker.
I'm happy with the draw. I'm more than happy with the draw. Just want to get that on record.
I'll probably get no end of stick from this from people I know. I'm still getting stick from a mate of mine, Joe Porter. I used to play cricket with at Oxford about my mentioning badminton in the Graham Onions podcast. Still giving me stick about that. I don't know why. So if you're listening to this, Ports, bore off. Get a new gag.
Oh dear! Nice work, lads. Is that everything? Have we done all the housekeeping? I think we have. I think we've previewed the test. I mean, wonderfully, really insightfully.
Well, I'm hoping that we'll also be able to get our esteemed guest on before the end of the series. So, Brooks, you give him a quick Facebook audio call.
I'll try and get Chaminder on. I'll work on him.
Oh dear, it would be great to hear from him. And just one last time, because I'll probably, if we don't get him on again, it's the last time I can mention it. Warner Kula Soraya, Patty Bendigay, you Santa Joseph Chaminda Vass. So anyway, on that note, we're gonna have a great series. Do keep across all the Barmy Army social media channels and keep looking out. We'll drop a couple more podcasts in before the series is over. And keep your eye out for Instagram Lives and all that kind of thing as well. It will be great fun. Come on, England. Thanks for joining us on our first podcast of 2021. Tell your mates, subscribe, share, and all that kind of stuff as well. And we'll talk to you again soon. Podcast Network.